is the chief organizer's report on the IRS flopping on election 2016. Sometimes you just have to pinch yourself when you're reading the daily papers because what you're reading is so unbelievable. Today's interplanetary Ripley's Believe It or Not set of stories features the USA's Internal Revenue Service, the IRS, or the services they call themselves, and the fact that they pretty clearly are flopping on the coming 2016 presidential election and decide to let the polls pretty much do whatever they want, whatever way they want, and look the other way. Are you kidding me? Okay, we all know that money has flooded politics and pushed the biscuit cookers, little people, and regular Joes to the margin. The currently trending Supreme Court did that too. Remember, with Citizens United opening the floodgates to the Kochs and every other two-bit billionaire who wanted to buy, rent, or own a politician or party. Comedians famously organized their own super PACs last election in protest of the money floating these super tankers of political influence. What I do not think we'd fully realized is the IRS was going to just roll over and look the other way on all of this mess. Who do they think they are? The Federal Election Commission or something? Not merely satisfied with super PACs, although almost all the candidates are still taking the PAC crack, many are aligning themselves with tax-exempt bodies formed as 501c4 formations, ostensibly classified as exempt from taxes because they are devoted to social welfare. In this case, the welfare seems to be favored political candidates. They do not have to divulge their donors, and many are clear that they have no intentions to do so, by damn. Furthermore, though they are technically not supposed to coordinate with candidates in their campaigns, many share staff, board members, and reportedly extensive coordination and division of responsibilities with their candidates in that wonderful period when the candidates stalked the country in the corporate suits without formally declaring the obvious fact that they were running for president. One such outfit, the Conservative Solutions Project, tied to Senator Marco Rubio, has raised almost $16 million, according to reports, more than many other candidates combined. Not surprisingly, they have taken over some of the polling, analysis, research, and advertising that would normally have been done by the candidate's own campaign. Come on now. The IRS seems too buffaloed to bother. The people can go to the devil. They're not going to issue regulations on what is allowable political activity and expenditure until after the 2016 election when the cows are way past the barn, and maybe they will have already elected a cowboy president who will think all this is dandy. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, on the home front, we're supposed to jump up and salute every April 15th and stand at attention with chills running down our spine every time we get a letter from the IRS. Don't tell me that's never happened to you. Clearly, there's a solution. We need to reincorporate ourselves as 501c4s and tell the IRS next time they ask that we're going to do whatever we darn well please, just like all the candidates for president. So there. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.